You're listening to the Arts Section. My name's Gary Zydek. When Chicago-based writer and performer Kay Winks started working on a show about her experiences as the quote-unquote token black person growing up in the Midwest and as an adult trying to make it in L.A., she had a catalog of stories to choose from.
I could write a list of, like, typical things that I've experienced as being the only black person around white people. Like, when you first meet someone, they'll often just bring up race, like, out of nowhere. You know, it's like, hi, I'm Kay. Oh, hi, I'm Jim. And this one time, I met this African-American man, and it's like, oh, great, Jim.
Winks is the creator and star of the one-woman show Token, which won over audiences and critics, including our very own Kelly Kleiman, earlier this year during a run at Judy's Beat Lounge at the Second City Training Center. Let's listen to a clip from Token.
Super angry black woman. See, when an angry black woman is against you, she's this irrational negroid beast. But when she's on your side, she's this all-powerful, quasi-masculine force that can protect white femininity and apparently emasculate even the toughest of males. Creepy drunk dudes know no boundaries when they have found passive white flesh to feed on. All my friends' eyes are on me, desperate, pleading, suffering in drunk silence and lack of self-sufficiency. Finally, I step in and do what is expected of me.
Winks is bringing Token back to the stage for a one-night special performance tonight at the Blackout Cabaret at the Second City Training Center. But Winks isn't done with the Token material just yet. More on that later. I recently caught up with the Naperville native to talk about the experiences that led her to create Token and what's next for the talented writer and performer. Winks says she began writing what turned into Token while she was living in Los Angeles, pursuing a career in film, TV, and commercials.
I went to see John Leguizamo perform his one-man show, Ghetto Clown, and it was an amazing show. And I was like, man, like, he's playing all these different characters, and it was just about, you know, his life and his up-and-coming in the entertainment industry. And I was like, I should totally write a show. Why am I waiting around for someone to give me a job when I can give myself a job? So I was just thinking about my experiences up until that point in LA and in life, and I was trying to find some sort of through line to write a story about, and I was like, oh, what about my experiences with all these white people?
Winks grew up in the Naperville Bolingbroke area, where there weren't a lot of other black kids in her neighborhood.
Growing up, I was like often the only black kid in my school. So I touch on my childhood experiences being the little only black kid in the school. And that was... it was weird, but it was, now looking back on it, it's really interesting to think about with what's going on in the world right now.
But as a kid, you don't have anything to compare it to, so you probably just think it's normal?
Well, the funny thing is I did have something to compare it to because I have family members all in Inglewood. So the Inglewood-Naperville dichotomy, it couldn't get any larger. So the differences are real. And so I would visit, you know, my family on the south side, and then go home back home to, you know, Naperville, and it was a stark contrast. And I was made fun of in Inglewood because I was the little white black girl, you know. And then I was made fun of, not viciously, but, you know, every kid gets teased. I was made fun of for being, you know, the kid with the big hair when I was in Naperville. So, you know, it was interesting to see the two different worlds.
Winks used those experiences from those two totally different worlds to start writing Token, but she wasn't sure the material was ready for the stage until she started working with director Shoen Smith.
You know, and I had shelved it for a while. And then I met my director, well, who would become my director, and she was just so smart. And I told her the idea, and she's like, oh my gosh, we should totally do this. We should direct this. Or I should direct this. And the two of us combined, you know, once I actually performed it in front of someone, she was like, no, this is great. And she gave me the best direction ever. And she was working at Collabor Action Theater Company over in Wicker Park. And we performed it as part of, or I performed it as part of Gender Breakdown Lounge at Collabor Action, which was a theater, a festival of shows, all devised by women. And it was a hit there. And so I brought it to Second City, and the rest is history.
Were you worried or concerned about how people were going to react when you first...
Yeah, I was terrified. I was terrified because it's pretty edgy humor, and I definitely made fun... I make fun of white people and black people pretty equally in the show, and I had no idea how people were going to respond.
Let's listen to another clip of Winx and her show Token.
I have no idea how to act cool around cool black people. I mean, I guess normal black women are usually like pretty flirty, and I'm pretty sure black men like when you're like all sexy and coy like, yeah boo, yeah daddy, well, you gonna have to work for this right here. That's so not me. Oh god. I accidentally make eye contact with one of the guys. He stumbles over carrying what has to be his 19th drink. He spills some of his purple drink on me. The smell of Remy Martin, shea butter, and unemployment fills my nostrils.
Winx says Token is unapologetically un-PC, but it's fair in its political incorrectness because she picks on everyone equally.
It definitely has sparked a lot of conversation, but honestly, it's been overwhelmingly positive feedback. I think that I don't use like a bitter or angry voice in it. I try to be as relatable as possible in it. I try to consider people's feelings when I do make the jokes, and I think they're jokes that like everyone can relate to. Because ultimately it's a story, it's a fish out of water story. And I think everybody, no matter what race they are, no matter what background they are, can relate to being that person that's the, you know, oh, I'm the fish out of water in this situation.
Sunday's performance of Token might be the last live stage presentation of the one-woman show for a while, but Winx is working on turning the material into a TV project.
Right now I'm I'm working on writing the pilot of Token. And I have a couple other projects in the works, been commissioned to write a show, a satire about white supremacists, which will be funny. It's a funny show about white supremacists.
Winx says race is a sensitive subject for a lot of Americans right now, but comedy could be a mechanism for starting a dialogue.
It's just really relevant right now, and I think people need to be able to laugh about race because everything is so heated right now. There's something to be said about being able to laugh at yourself. If you're able to laugh at yourself, you know, you'll never cease to be amused, is a quote by someone.
That's Kay Winx. She's the creator of Token. The One Woman Show is being presented tonight at the Blackout Cabaret at the Second City Training Center. You can find out more about what Kay's up to by checking out her website at kwinx.com.